The Outpost Radio, the great outdoors.
Hello, this is Darcy from Darcy's Offshore, and I'm currently out here in Boynton Beach by Hybaluxo Island, and I am trolling lures for some snook and jacks and some other stuff.
This is The Outpost, live from the great outdoors. I'm Tim Howard with Darcy. Darcy Darcizzle. Good to have you here this morning, Darcy.
Thank you very much, Tim. I'm excited to be interviewed by you today.
Well, you are one of the women of fishing, and you fish a lot. When did you get started doing this?
I basically got started when I was growing up in Miami, and I was about the age of 3 when my dad started taking me fishing with him, and he had an 18-foot canoe, and we would go fishing in Key Largo area, fishing for snappers and lobstering and whatnot, and I've been hooked ever since.
What was it about fishing that hooked you? You know, there's always a reason. Some people, they fish when they're young and never fish again, but you kept fishing. What did it for you?
I think it was just, well, also creating the awesome memories with my dad and my sister, but also just, I just got addicted to the fact that just having a fish on the line and not knowing what it is every single time until you reel it up is just the whole excitement of fishing. Basically, the tug is the drug. So I think that's exactly how I got addicted, is just the tug and actually, you know, casting it out. And when you get that actual bite and you know you did something right. So it's just completely addicting.
So you started fishing when you were young, and now basically it's your profession? How did it go from there to here?
Gotcha. So basically, I, you know, started when I was young, and then after I had graduated high school, I kind of had moved up the state. So I'm currently in Boynton Beach, Florida, and I'm currently have been fishing offshore specifically for the last 3 years with my boyfriend, and he has a 23-foot pro line. I don't fish for a living as of yet, but right now I just fish on the weekends, weather permitting, of course, but I'm always out there. We have a 23-foot pro line. So we're always out there chasing pelagics. I'm very involved in, like, the tournament circuit when tournament time of year. And I'm just active in general in the fishing world, but I don't do it for a living, even though it might seem like it.
Well, I think a lot of it is just your presence. Your social media presence is incredible. Would you like to elaborate on that a little bit? What got you started in the social media? And it's huge now. It's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And basically, I had just started about, you know, 3 years ago. I was actually posting on Instagram. I was posting my fishing photos. And after, you know, posting for a couple months, it kind of just started taking off and people were noticing and recognizing. People started following me. And before you know it, I now have 40,000 followers on Instagram, which is like my biggest platform right now. And then we just started building my Facebook page about a year and a few months ago. Started working on that, and then in the last 6 months, I just started working on my YouTube channel, and basically, I'm just providing new videos every week with new content, fishing tips and how-tos, and basically just to show young women and anglers alike that they can get out there and do the same thing that the fishing captains are and the greatest fishing, you know, captains of the world are doing, that anybody could do it, you know, and they can go accomplish their dreams just like I did, so it's awesome, and so far, I think my social media will continue to grow, and you know, hopefully, it's for the benefit of everybody.
And Darcy, women in fishing, women in hunting and fishing has just exploded over the past decade. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's an awesome, it's very awesome just to know that it's blowing up, because it's good to get women and men equally involved in the outdoors and not just sitting in front of, you know, social media platforms and on the computer all day, but actually get out there and catch fish and, you know, go hunt and whatnot. It's an awesome thing, and I think, you know, I think it's a great thing for the future, and I think that's what all new generations should be doing instead of, you know, sitting home and, you know, sitting in their room just doing pretty much nothing when they can go enjoy the outdoors.
Exactly. And it did take a while for the man thing to wear off of that, which I always thought was silly, by the way, but it is good now that it's a, you know, fishing is for everybody, and it's
right.
For literally everybody. So if there were only one fish left for you to catch, you know, of all the fishes in the sea, which is your favorite?
Mm-hmm. So you're not saying like it has to be something I haven't caught or caught before, just
your favorite in general. Your favorite fish in general to catch.
Okay. I would say my favorite fish would probably be the mahi-mahi. I never get tired of catching those fish, and they each fish that you hook, it's a different experience. The aerial jumps that they do, it's just awesome, and the gorgeous flashes of green and yellow, it's just amazing. And each fish is unique, and the fight is unique, and I'll never, ever get tired of catching those fish. Each one is so exciting.
Now, did I hear you caught a peacock bass recently?
Yes, I recently just did. And believe it or not, I think that the peacock bass are fairly similar to mahi in the way that they behave. They're very pretty, too, but they actually fight really hard. And just the way when they hit your lure, they just do crazy jumps, kind of like a mahi, and just like the way they just behave in the water. It's just interesting to see. But, yes, it was an awesome experience.
Well, great. Darcy, I'm glad you took a couple of minutes to talk to us today. It's always great to talk to people who have a great passion for the outdoors.
Thank you very much, Tim. I enjoyed it completely.
The Outpost Radio, the great outdoors.